Blog Talk Radio.
Toxins are all around us, in our environment, the air we breathe, the food we eat. Just about everything seems toxic nowadays, but there are also solutions. You're listening to Sweet Remedy Radio. Empowering you with both the knowledge of what to avoid, as well as often offering unusual solutions and alternatives, as we bring you fascinating and expert guests. And now your host, the acclaimed filmmaker of Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, Corey Brackett.
Hello and welcome to Sweet Remedy Radio, empowering through knowledge on the Health and Harmony Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey Brackett, and so happy you could join us tonight. To get weekly updates about upcoming shows and guests, as well as occasional specials exclusive to my subscribers, sign up for my newsletter at www.sweetremedyradio.com today. It's fast, it's easy, and it's free. So if you haven't done it yet, go to www.sweetremedyradio.com to sign up. I want to remind you that our goal here at Sweet Remedy Radio is to inform, not prescribe. Our aim is to fortify you with the knowledge and information from our guests, including authors, experts, and other wise folk with a variety of viewpoints, so that you can partner with your healthcare and wellness providers to make informed, intelligent decisions about your health and life. Again, our aim is to inform, not prescribe. I also want to tell you that call-in questions are welcome here at Sweet Remedy Radio. The number is 914-338-0821 if you have a question. You are also most welcome to ask your question in our chat room if you prefer to do that. Well, I have a very special and fascinating guest tonight. He's an etheric energy research and development consultant, the national director and founder of the Range Guide Eco Challenge, endeavoring to bring the spotlight on the latest energy production alternatives, such as Tesla-based wind and hydropower technology, and partners with the Phoenix Voyage, Inspiring Solutions for a Better World. He's also the producer of the most healthy water in the world, the historic breakthrough Bion Plus Bionade, and is continuing the production of the documentary, The Water and the Holographic Universe, revealing the fractal nature and consciousness within water and leading research in water technology. It is my great pleasure and honor to welcome Burke Elder Hale III to the show. Elder, hi and welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Sweet Remedy Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. The pleasure is mine.
It's great to have you here, Elder. Hey, you've done so many different things, a wide variety of different things. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, a little bit about my background. Well, for the last several years, I've been a mountain guide. All my life, I've been like, you know, people would describe children that would be addicted to water, like fish. They'd call them fish. Sometimes I feel like I'm part fish. But I've loved water all of my life, and I've been researching water. So that's a lot of my background is water research. Mainly, what I'd like to do is get out and share the goodness of what we have in nature and show people the treasures that are among us, all around us, surrounding us. And then at some point in that sharing, I get to share with them how beautiful they are and the pleasure it is to be with them and the pleasure in understanding the power that they truly have and the ability to do so many things and what a treasure they are to us all. And we are all one in that. So a lot of that is the foundation where my heart is. Then there's the technical aspects of what we're getting into, where I'm into etheric energy, understanding nuclear wave theory, some of the things that's a little difficult for the layman to understand, but has to do with why things work and energy and waveforms and atomic structures, and then ultimately how this harmonizes and what shape does it take. When then we get into fractals and understanding what fractals are, and what they are is basically simply geometric branching. This is a good definition. And this branching pattern reoccurs over and over and over again as one looks more closely at the branches. So as we research in math and science, this is known as recursion. And for the layman, helping them understand this part, past this part with fractals, because this is where we're going to go into water too, is that recursion is a process, or is the process a procedure goes through when one of the steps of the procedure involves rerunning the procedure. So this is, you know, fractals, and it's a part of our nature and how, for example, well, we look at children's games that they play with the video games. Those are created in 3D imagery with fractals. It recurs over and over again. So we find this ability in researching, which is one of the things that I do. You would say that I was a researcher, and I work with a lot of people that do a lot of research, and one of my desires in life is to learn and meet these people to help others. And in my studies, I've learned that helping others is the greatest joy. And I think one of the ways that understanding right now what my contribution to your broadcast tonight and your listeners who are listening is an appreciation of water. In the beginning, you know, the water was what the spirit and the energy was put into. It was the conscious interface. And I was born in a cradle of water, for example. You can ask my mom. She'll back me up on that.
Yes, we all were.
Yeah, and in that cradle of water, there was this little being created from mostly what mom had in her system and what she was eating, and then some and other elements that appeared, transmutated, and formed as a part of this fractal of creation that continues over and over again, like the cells in our body. And so when we look at the pineal gland, how we think, how do we know what we know, which is epistemology? And I get asked that sometimes. How do you know what you know? Which is probably a good question to be asking sometimes.
Well, actually, Elder, that's you're like reading my mind, because when you talk about etheric consulting and how it says in your bio that much of the technology is drawn from the ancient texts passed down for millions of years to a select few who have been entrusted with the technology and maintain an earth-friendly code of conduct, which I love that part. How did you come upon this information and technology?
Well, I happen to be associated with a philanthropic, earth-friendly group of about 5,000 scientists and researchers. And the envelope, as they say, was expanded when I met one of them, who is now the head of this organization, which I prefer to remain anonymous about, because you find when people do good work these days, they wind up missing, and various things that I don't want to get into, which is fear factor, fear-based. But the thing about it is, for the sake of those that have passed on in trying to share, like Tesla and many others, the work didn't stop. It was futile to try to stop it. It's moving forward as planned, the divine plan. So if you would rephrase that question, I'll try to get back on point with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was very interested in the idea that you're dealing with knowledge and your understanding of the idea that the information and knowledge that you're bringing to the table in this new research and new technology, which we'll get into in a minute, is actually you're giving credit to people who have come before and saying that it's not necessarily new, but the information has been passed down.
Indeed. What I'm trying to say is that it's not mine. I'm just a messenger. And I've asked to know, you know, ask questions ever since I was little. I wanted to know, you know, why this and that. So water got involved later on in my life, and that's where I guess I get so focused on the water. And how do I know? And then when you get to thinking of the pineal gland and this little organ that's shaped like a pine cone in the middle of your brain, and what you're looking at right now with your eyes and how do you make sense of it is based upon what is reflecting in some fashion off of the water that is housed inside that little pine cone shaped object in the middle of your brain.
Well, it's kind of, you know, when you're describing this, it reminds me of the idea that the metaphor that we often hear in literature about the individual is one drop in an ocean, a single drop, and that we're all connected, but we can be extracted as a single thing as well.
Indeed, and we through the holographic nature, which is sometimes seen as very elusive in certain manifestations of how things resonate. We know that where there's different, you know, dimensions. Like for the simple person, we got first dimension, second dimension, and third dimension. Well, those dimensions keep going, and things increase exponentially. So, with water, we found that this, you know, as we've all beginning to study and share information, and the truth is being revealed to us all who our hearts are open to it, that water is very important. And we've underestimated it. And now we've got water that has tons of drugs being dumped into it. And we're at a serious crisis. So my heart's been set on putting together with these fine folks that are working with me and people like those that are working at Carrie at Phoenix Voyage, trying to draw together the people that want to work towards bringing good water and other good things like that, but mainly focused on water to help clean our systems out and help us regain focus, you know, instead of getting lethargic and dumped down and feeling very confused and depressed and finding ourselves needing help, you know, or seeking out help with conditions that are related to very, you know, emotional distress. And it's because of the water we're pouring over our bodies in our showers and in our tubs, not just drinking. This is going straight into our body. So we have a crisis, which we have a remedy for. And that's the good news that we're going to be getting more into tonight. But understanding, you know, the nature of really what's going on, the power we have, and the power of water, and the energy, and the fractals, how we're putting information, encoding it into the water, I think is where we'll eventually begin to for the listeners tonight.
That sounds very intriguing. Let's start at the very beginning now, Elder, and tell me what exactly is bionade.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Atlantis and Lemuria again.
Oh no, that's a little bit further, more beginning. We can talk about that, but I think that the starting off point of what we need to talk about is bionade, and then we can talk about some of those other things where water comes into play.
Okay, well, understanding nuclear wave theory and bionade and what things have come about to make bionade started back then with Atlantis and Lemuria. And this information was passed down, and it went to Einstein and others that shared and passed it on. We began to understand the atomic nature of things. And then here comes a gentleman who is doing some research, like many of us out here are thinking things through, and he creates a reactor that pulls off a lot of hydrogen from the water molecule. As a result of this hydrogen being pulled off from the water molecule, there's a state or condition that occurs where there's very strong magnetic forces going on an atomic level, and at high spin, everything's at high spin state and very active. What happens is that the minerals in the water become covalently bonded with the oxygen as this hydrogen is being pulled off, and the hydrogen is spinning high spin state around this molecule. Hydrogen is one of the key things, if not one of the most key things going on that we underestimate in water. Then oxygen. And this is all covalently bonded. Most of the oxygen is like a trioxide state, it's attached. And what happens with a covalent bond, when we think of bonds and atoms, it's kind of hard to describe. So let's just say we have two atoms side by side, and then we see the electrons going around the nuclei of the atom, but they're just barely touching the orbits the electrons are. So that's kind of a static bond. If you take that and go around the nuclei of the other atom and its nuclei, then that's what you have, a covalent bond. So this is what is happening and occurring in part with this water. It is covalently bonded to the minerals. Basically what we have is a ultra purification of water. This is what this process is. Some of the minerals that are involved naturally in the process, including silver, also covalently bond, and some of these minerals contribute a charge. And this charge, this electrical charge, is very powerful, like a little stun gun. So when a pathogen comes up against this particle or nearby in the body, anywhere in the body, to try to take an electron or steal something from it, that's normally what happens with these invaders in our bodies, these pathogens, then they're stunned. They're stunned, and their shells often will fracture, and they will break down. And basically, there's right up front, also there's a chemical reaction that goes on, in the sense wherein its lung, it can't respire, it suffocates. So it's not like a battle, it's just a quick, anesthetic. It acts as an anesthetic on the cells that are inflamed, too, as well. Because these pathogens are being released, it's being hydrated. The water that we're talking about in this sense is only dealing with one constituent in bionade, and this is the bionic particle, where it is created by this covalent catalytic reactor, which is what is being used on the International Space Station right now by NASA for ultra purification of everything in that craft, including
How is it related to the space?
Pardon me?
How is bionade related to the space program?
The covalent catalytic reactor system. That's what's being used. That's the final step in the process of ultra purification of any moisture on that craft, including their breath. Everything you can imagine that may have water in it is recycled. Being as hell, they can't go back down to the well and, hit you up the horse and pull up a bucket. miles out in space. So
it's kind of difficult to do.
There's been some incredible people that's been involved in promoting and supporting this work, like retired Representative Barry Goldwater Jr. and John Thomas Kreitzer, some very fantastic people that have encouraged me over the last several years in working with them with providing an ingredient in this product. So that's one of the elements. There's things that I do that deal with different energies and etheric energies, and it's very proprietary. I really can't say a whole lot about. The other is Dan, my partner Dan Nelson, who's also on the team, who provides change in the water particle using a geometric photon laser. And this is where the fractals come in again, when encoding is being done with geometry that's put between the water and the laser as it's in motion. It's invisible light. It's in the ultraviolet spectrum, but it affects the photon. So people ask, well, how do you do different things with water? Some use try to use sound or frequencies or different things of different nature, gravity, magnetics, a variety of things people try to do to affect water. And a lot of it's very short-term, if any effect at all. Working with a photon, Dan's been able to defeat some of the laws of thermodynamics in putting a time reverse spin that causes this molecule to shrink down in size. And the more energy that's put with the laser into it, the smaller it becomes, to a point, if we wanted to, the particle becomes so small that it becomes a vapor instead of a liquid. So we have very tiny particles like octahedrons, tetrahedrons, cubes, which are originally really merkabas, as some describe them. But when you turn them and look at them in a certain position and perspective, they do have the four corner squares, like a square, that shape. So we have those shapes in there. And what we're talking about is the simplicity of water itself, in the aspect that if the body cells get the right kind of water that is of a certain monoatomic size, it will penetrate what is called the aquaporin channel on the cell membrane. That alone, without any fancy stuff at all, some of the other technologies, the water, which used to be like that in many ways, in pristine times, you could drink that water and your cells would hydrate. You wouldn't be irrigating your body. In other words, putting fluid and burden on your body with extracellular water fluid, which people have a lot of trouble with in some cases. But actual water, it will penetrate the aquaporin, and when it does that, the cell will purge the overburden inside and function better. So that's another. So that's what you have as a delivery, a water delivery system in the Bionade, plus this unique particle. Then you have the fractal energies that are putting information into the water, energy, and which is drawing the particle size down to a sub-nano. We're not talking about nano. We're talking about monoatomic size, angstrom picoscalar size particles. So that's what's doing it. And the oxygen is doing an incredible amount, and the hydrogen, not just the other minerals like silver.
So it's the fact that the particles of your water are so small that they can enter into the cell membrane. Is that what you're saying?
That's one aspect. There are other people out there doing research and producing stuff that's basically achieved that in certain ways by just simply using a centrifuge, and they wind up with smaller particles. But that's not the only thing. It's how this is created is through an atomic reaction, and you have a covalent bond. That's one of the key issues, is where you have this unique bond, not just a small particle, but a very high spin state particle with a certain type of valence energy and charge on it. And for the person out there that's trying to understand what that means, who, for example, people out there that make their own silver at home, you know, they'll make colloidal silver at home. And this is light years ahead of that. And it is. And while they may have some effect with it, it can collect deposits in the skin with long-term use and topical applications on top of that as well. Because the particle size is too big, it's not as effective. With the smaller particle, you have more surface area, so that it is able to touch more and do more and share its charge, instead of one large particle that has a lot of the constituents enclosed within itself, never touches anything. So the size is very, very important. And with this, there's no harm. Racehorses, they're giving it to racehorses, they're giving it to children, they're giving it to mothers who are HIV positive and are no longer HIV positive and give birth to children that are not HIV positive. This is some of the research that's done some incredible work in Africa, and we continue to get good results from dealing with the issues over there, which is simply using nutritional supplementation with water that's just been uniquely and divinely designed.
There is really, I mean, it's very true, Elder, I think, that a lot of the solutions that we can find in society today, we miss because we try to infuse our systems with toxic drugs and hope for, you know, a way to patent a cure. But sometimes, and very often, it lies in something that's very simple, and sometimes it takes a lot of technology to get to that simple part. So what you're saying, like for like the blue skin discoloration or Geria that happened to that man on Oprah who turned blue from colloidal silver, there's no danger with that with Bionade?
No,
you take too much?
As a matter of fact, that man is in no danger. He just looks like Grandpa Smurf. That's the only thing.
Right.
I mean, it's not doing any damage to him. He's still okay. I mean, he's not going to die from it, and it's not causing any adverse effects except his skin discoloration. Who knows? Maybe that's why if people were blue a long time ago, they were doing it. Who knows? But the thing about it is for the best results and what we're finding, and NASA, that's why I appreciate the gentleman that I mentioned before, those two gentlemen before. If it wasn't for them, it would be up in space, and we wouldn't be sharing it here. And I have, you know, at this moment, I'd like to just issue a SOS out there for people to realize that we need to rally and work together and make sure that this historic breakthrough belongs to all of us and that we can all share it. There's always this concern that I have, and others that are listening, and I know there's some very, very savvy listeners to your show, Corey, and I'm so grateful for them too, as well as you, and that realize what I'm talking about. And then on top of that, water. There's a massive corporate control takeover going on of water. And so what we can do together is head this off. We're working together and creating the best water in the world is continuing to help and support people who do things like what we're doing with Bionade, whoever they are. Support them and help them. But if they've got something better, we want to know about it. But at this point, Corey, I have not discovered anything more effective. This is the best mankind can do scientifically with water and with these very small particles with the covalent bond that are made with these unique reactors. And we've got new stuff coming online this year where we're advancing it even further. It's almost like, without saying a whole lot, lightning created by man.
Wow.
Used to put these energies also into water. So I've seen so many different waters. I've seen water that would actually, if you touched it, it would shock you. I've done tests where I've had 100 people at a theater after doing a opening for a show for children that we all held hands, and I just put my fingers in the bottle, and another person beside me who was holding the bottle connected the circuit. As soon as my fingers touched the top of the water in the bottle, it was just a little 16-ounce bottle, and it jolted all 100 people holding hands. So
that's very interesting.
Yeah, so we're putting a lot of different technologies. We're using the neutrino. Also, we're working with some very special people. I prefer to work, you know, behind the scenes and just see their grandchildren prosper. That are scientists and researchers that are, we're talking top shelf, some of the best people in the world that have this information we're talking about that was a long time ago held and utilized by people in Lemuria and Atlantis. And it's coming around full circuit at a time when we need it. And I'm just a messenger, and when we're looking at fractals and we're looking at energies where we're putting holographic information and consciousness into water, then that consciousness, in my opinion, is also affecting the consciousness in the body, in the etheric energy or the morphic energy field in and around the body. And so healing then occurs in a body that has a higher quality water that is more capable of interfacing with our whole being instead of trying this stuff that's full of chemicals. It's like thick, you know, it doesn't penetrate it. It's actually a burden on our body. So we're looking to do more than this. Other with this water, we're trying to also affect consciousness along with dealing with ending fears of pandemic. Well, our researcher continues to come back. It's basically what, in a nutshell, what Bionade, Bion Plus, Bionade is natural immunization in one sense, without the vaccine toxicity.
Is that
so
because of the silver content?
It's under 3 parts per million. It's almost insignificant under 3 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
And people wonder, well, how does it do anything? And that's where the science comes in. It's very hard sometimes to describe, but we're realizing that it's the covalent bond, and it is the oxygen and the hydrogen being connected to these little small particles that doesn't need to be 500 or 5,000 or 10,000, PPMs or parts per million in there to do the job. It's just the way that it is structured, the energy in it, understanding the power of hydrogen and then oxygen in the body. It's like your fuel. That's what we're breathing. We're trying to get a lot of this oxygen and hydrogen. It's our fuel. So we're getting it at a very stable scenario where it's easily going in on cellular. If you try to drink hydrogen peroxide, we know what that's going to do. That's not going to work, and you're going to have a very upset stomach. But
right.
This has been given to horses, and it has been effective on helping the horses deal with these lesions in their stomach that occur when they're grain fed and not allowed to be, out on the pasture, eating that good green grass a lot and getting all of the goodness out of that is best. They're being in a stall and they're grain fed. These are race horses and they're winning. They're doing better and they're performing better and they're calmer and more focused animals. And all your pets, just think about it. There's no need for these, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, I'm not a doctor or anybody. I'm just trying to speak with common sense in my opinion. Only my opinion is that there'd be so much less suffering in the world, less than these children without autism and all that's associated with not just, the marisol's not the issue. There's many other things that are involved as poisons that are being put into the human body in children, Gardasil into young women. It's awful, and it's totally antiquated and unnecessary. The government, unfortunately, has said that this is true, but they know about it. They're using it in space. So we, thanks to these gentlemen I was mentioning earlier, we're bringing it back down to Earth. And I'm trying to be a messenger and share it and do research and development and improving it even further with the other energies that's being used with a geometric laser, photon laser, and other things that have to do with other forms of energy that I really can't get into at this time.
Well, that's okay, Elder. You're making me curious when you're talking about all of this. The idea about energy, how do you think that energy or vitality or life, really, play a part in your water? And is there a difference, do you think, between alive water and that water which is dead?
Definitely. In this way, template, Dan uses this analogy a lot. We have a template that is harmonious, basically flowing. We call that divine in all things. Then there's sort of a template or a fractal pattern that keeps going and it's recursive that's disharmonious. What we're doing with this technology and beginning to do more so is, as we understand, is the knowing what these harmonics are to get it, to keep it in harmony and employing that and putting the harmonics into water, into the human body. There was a lot interesting, and it continues. We get some very interesting information from deep space. Well, they aimed their equipment way out there in the middle of nowhere, they thought, and they started picking up these harmonics, four basic harmonics. And so we find that these are the basic building blocks, and then here again gets back into the fractals. And then we can begin to understand the interesting nature of our being that in some instances it doesn't make sense. We wonder how we don't fall through the floor, being that there's so much space between the atoms, nuclei and the electrons, so much space in there. It's very odd physics. We're learning, with interesting movies, that come out, like what
With the Bleep, do we know?
The Bleep, what the Bleep, do we know?
I love that film. I've watched it over and over again.
Dr. Emoto's work, and different people are beginning to show things going on with water and how energy and our thoughts affect what you think is the thing. What we underestimate is that we can actually change water ourselves when we're drinking it. Before we drink it, we can put our hands on both sides and affect the energy field in water immediately. and it will have
Yes, Dr. Emoto had an example of that where he had like 350 people around a lake, and they all projected their loving and healing thoughts at the same time to the lake and for cleansing the lake. And there were reports afterwards that the algae that usually forms on the lake every year hadn't appeared that year, and that it was clear.
Indeed. Indeed. This is the thing going on with our bodies. We're mostly water, and if we really thought about affecting the water in our bodies, this is where the healing begins to occur. When you think about it all, where the rubber hits the road, as they say, is what's happening with the water in our own bodies. Now, then we get to think about what kind of water do I have in my body right now? And unfortunately, many of us have been turned into a sewer. I hate to say it was so, you know, graphic.
No, I think that's pretty accurate.
I
out
need
there,
to be,
actually.
Yeah, that's the truth, you know, that's the sad truth of it. And so what we are providing here is a historic breakthrough for people. I'm very excited to see what's happening all over the country and all over the world with this. And it's hopeful for me that I can see children now being able to get this water and technology and use this. And we believe that it will also remove some of the things, along with other things we're doing with research on, that will remove a lot of these things that have been put into our bodies. It makes our water and everything in our cells all sick. And the DNA strands, the replicating parts, codes on the DNA strands encoding is reactivated simply because it's getting energy. And we're not curing anything. The body's healing itself, and the bion particles with Bion Aid just is a natural supplement that we drink. That's just ultra-purified water that makes the body a very inhospitable host for these pathogens that come in. It doesn't matter how many times it mutates. This product has been seen to get rid of MRSA. And I know doctors that are terrified right now to get surgery because they're afraid they'll get MRSA in the hospital. That's the methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus, which is killing at least 10,000 people a year in this country. So
yeah, it's quite prevalent. And, you know, it seems like we need to go back to the memories of the history of medicine when there was, you know, the realization that, oh gosh, if doctors just washed their hands before they went into the OR in a very simplistic manner, that, you know, so much would be relieved, so many problems would be relieved, and they balked at it back in the day.
You're right, Corey. In a sense, that one of the ways that the MRSA, I call it MRSA for short, one of the main ways it's being spread is by hospital personnel from their garments, touching other people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other ways that somehow it's getting into, you know, schools. And so it's just a great pleasure, and I'm so grateful to be able to share with you, Corey, that the breakthrough has come through, and I'm just part of it. I believe that we're all connected like a grid of thought, that we are all connected and can tap into, and we're all sharing the same information. It might seem original, but it's not.
That's a great way to put it.
Under the sun, right, Corey?
Yes. Elder, how, you know, is the water, is Bionade available in the stores, or can people get it on your website?
Yes, there are some stores that are carrying it. It's relatively new in a sense, even though it's been researched and developed and marketed for over 4 years. There are some stores that are carrying it. There are other. It's in other countries. I've donated with my associates thousands of dollars to people to take it for research, especially in Africa, because it's just really getting, you know, I hate to see that type of exploitation going on by the petrochemical pharmaceutical companies over there in Africa that are giving these women these shots and these men, and they're they're not helping them. They're making the situation worse. And I've got reports from my associates over there that are working in the field, African young African men and women, that are, you know, they're sick of these drugs, and they're calling it their hope, their last great hope in what Phoenix Voyage, which is I've partnered with to help get Bionade out to the world.
I'm very excited about Phoenix Voyage.
And so that's a little plug there, but it's about working, you know, Phoenix Voyage with you. This is all for a reason, and a lot of people that are listening are going to be excited now because there's an answer. There's, you know, to all of these different things, there's a simple answer. We just, you know, just needs the support and people that want to help, and there's, you know, it's opportunity in sharing. There's opportunities in sharing and passing on the abundance, and the abundance passes on to everyone else at the same time. And like I say, in many cases, we're able to give it away. And thousands of dollars went to Africa last year, and it did the job. And we've got research. Zaya has sent reports, and that's up on the website. Did you want me to give a link now or wait till later?
Yeah, please let us know.
Okay, there's information at Bionade, BionAid.com. We also have .net, which is a short overview. FreeWaves TV has a link to Zaya, which is the African Endeavor. And Phoenix Voyage has a lot of information. I recommend they go to Phoenix Voyage Africa section and see what's going on there. And then they can learn at etherecenergy.org. There's a little bit more information there, too. That covers it, but Bionade.com has a little bit more information where I kind of elaborate it. It's more in depth, and that will help people get a greater overview of what we're doing and their outreach mission that's going on, and see documentation and correspondence between us and Africa, and that they're so happy to see that there's an answer to these things. It's really, really simple. And what we want to do eventually is create a water that's, this is a concentrate, and it's more readily to drink right from the bottle. And also we want to put this technology and spread it around so it's not centralized in one location if possible. We want to put responsible people in other countries that would also man the equipment, so it will be there in those countries as well.
Those are good goals, Elder, for sure. What was the main aspect, or did you have a particular thing that you were going after to help people in Africa, or was it primarily drought or certain diseases, or what did you target?
Well, with this particular technology, there's other technologies that we're looking at. They all involve agriculture and energy production. And, you know, the latest types of technologies for self-sustaining. But basically my focus, and it keeps me pretty busy, is just dealing with creating and maintaining and sharing the best water in the world. Because there's so much disease going on, people are dying from not being able to get, 5% of the water they need, and it's dirty. There's no sense in that. And so that's one of the things I'm focusing on, is getting clean water and clean water technology out there. And energy desalinate, we're working with some of the top officials that used to work at Lawrence Livermore Laboratory working with us on desalination projects that will automatically take and make energy, and at the same time will desalinate water, and it will ultra-purify it and make it such a water that when it's put into the body that it will also clean the body out, which once you get it cleaned out and keep it cleaned out, then it functions really well because I believe we're divinely created. So
you're talking about taking ocean water or salt water and making that drinkable?
That's one of the projects with water, but the main thing we want to do is put reactor systems in the different countries so that water can be created, and we don't have this issue of shipping and all the expenditures of shipping. I believe that this technology is being used by NASA. It's public. There are patents and different things going on, and believe it or not, it's probably easier to believe that there is a lot of greed in this, and a lot of people should have been hearing about it all over the news ever since they were using it on the International Space Station. So there's this technology that's also been developed by NASA and are using it, and that would be excellent for NASA to step forward and say, here it is. This is really public information.
Well, that wouldn't have too much common sense.
So, in other words, I guess I'll only say in short, I'm very, very serious about this. Taking this away from the American people is nothing short of criminal. Taking it away from anyone on the planet is criminal. And there are things that we are dealing with at this time. There are corporate takeovers of water going on, trying to take all of the water everywhere. So now is time, I think, people are waking up and believing that water is this very serious issue. And what we like to do is see people spend their money well, if they're going to get something that works instead of buying, you know, something that doesn't work and it's got a really pretty label on it and nice, you know, pretty spring, and yet this water is really not helping them. It might be worse for them than better. So we want to set that standard, and we have set that standard, and we want to continue to set that standard with water.
Well, yeah, I've heard that water is going to be in the coming up century or the next century more valuable than gold in some ways if we're not careful.
Oh, well, it is already. It's more valuable than gold and oil. And when you look at what's being traded and what's going on corporately in the world right now, water is right up there at the top with that production. And it's going to be more valuable because we have to have it to survive. And so for communities to realize that here's an opportunity to have that, we know we're faced with pandemics all the time. We hear about it on the news all the time. There's something new. Some strains mutated. They don't ever offer us any real solutions, you know, to it. When it's right there, they already know about it, which is a very interesting thing in itself when we look at that as a fact, that they know about an alternative. So this is what we're doing. We're offering this breakthrough to people so that they no longer have fear of worrying about pandemics or epidemics, that their children can go, and if they're supplemented with simple, you know, water that's simply been enhanced with some technology that changes the water a great deal so that it is a benefit to their body, then we realize that we can move forward with doing other things that we need to be doing to help with this planet. And I think, first of all, is raising our consciousness. And this is what we're attempting to do. And I believe we are doing it. We're looking at other ways of mapping brain and other ways of testing and see what's going on. One of the things we've done to test this water, we have one of the top quantum biochemists in the world, Raphael Anderson, working with us. And he's verified with absorption tests that this water penetrates the cells within 10 to 20 minutes. Some of the very, very best waters in the world at best takes 3 to 4 days, most 10 to 15, if at all. So We're beginning to see water is just not water. It's more. It's a very incredible substance in our lives that is so important. And I've gained a respect for it. I never realized I would have when I was younger. And realizing that how I think and how I function is all based on the consciousness that is housed in and around my body and where it interfaces in my physical body, in the water in my body, and in my mind. And particularly that pineal gland that I was talking about earlier, where it's reflecting what we're seeing and we're making sense of it through that pineal gland.
That's interesting. What are your thoughts, Elder, about how science advances in general? I mean, do you think that an understanding of consciousness and the connectivity of people can make a big difference?
Well, every thought we should, I believe with all my heart, that every thought we use is powerful and we underestimate it. So the majority of a lot of our issues right now with science is that they underestimate or they're trying to keep us from having it for base gain. But indeed, that this consciousness with water that we're realizing and we're beginning to understand the fractals and the energies and how we can believe it's more than believing. It's like if you want it to rain, you smell the rain. You close your eyes, you can smell it, you can feel it. It's already happening. You're grateful for it. You're singing a song about it. And next thing you know, you're getting drenched with rain. This is how powerful we are. This is what we're hoping to achieve with water, with helping us realize, again, by helping to clean the mind out, clean the body out, put fresh, good, highly active water into the body that's going to help move this consciousness and flow more towards a healthier state of being.
Well, that makes sense when you think about how we enter this world as 90% water and then we slowly lose water as we turn into adults and we age.
Yes,
to the point that we're like half water by the time we die.
That's right, Corey. That's the key. You said it all right there. Dehydration is the main number one reason for death. Dehydration. Not just drinking water and every day drinking lots of water. Drinking a water that actually goes into the brain, penetrates the blood-brain barrier and goes into the brain. First thing in the morning, folks, drink an 8-ounce glass of really good Bionade or some water, the best water you can find, before you get out of the bed. It activates and it turns your brain on because we lose approximately 30 pounds of water every night in our sleep. So what's causing the aging is actually we're dehydrating, we're not getting the proper water. And then the air we're breathing is another factor, too, to cause the moisture in the water we're breathing in the air. Because it has the certain aspects of oxygen that's in a singlet form, and it lasts for a fraction of a moment. And these singlets puts off an energy that we've burned, like fuel, and we breathe that. So yes, indeed, Corey, this is very exciting, and it's really time to celebrate. This is the fun part, and we're ready now just to get, now that the news is getting out around the world, we've got something to celebrate about and to share with each other with this breakthrough with Bionade and the Zeal Heal and then the water that's going to be coming out shortly. I think Carrie's going to have something covered out. She's possibly on. She's wanting to create
wonderful
a water of its own and, you know, set a standard with water and the bottling of that water. Very interesting properties in paramagnetic rock. We're looking at it as a bottle. You can learn more about paramagnetic rock at paramagneticrock.com, too. For your garden or shielding or creating containers to keep the energies and help the energies in whatever that you put in that container. So we're looking at using that to help keep water. We're looking at using Marcel Vogel technology. I've already got crystals cut to use energy vortices where you just clean water because it goes around a certain shaped, certain cut crystal. That alone will change water. We're looking at combining everything and completely and adding on as we go more technology so that we wind up with always have the very, very best water in the world. So this is a celebration for us. And we'll have concerts about it, and we'll have symposiums with some of the top scientists that are researchers in water very soon, possibly here at the Wellspring Institute or other places. It may be where other Phoenix Voyage headquarters or satellite headquarters around the world. Where we'll have scientists always coming together sharing the latest information, and particularly about water right now, because right now we really, honestly and truly, we need to be stocking up and storing it. We don't know tomorrow what we're going to have. We already know that we can't go to the tap. And we really need to give it serious thought and look at it as an item that we will always want to have or to barter with your friends. And that's the nice thing about Bionade. It has an unlimited shelf life. It's not photosensitive like your other inferior silver products out there that are just basically about silver, where ours is about oxygen and hydrogen and minerals that are covalently bonded that also just happens to have an amount of silver in there. So the main focus of what we're talking about is a very highly stabilized oxygenated, hydrogenated water that has trace minerals in there that are carrying this charge and energy and fractal information encoded by a geometric photon laser. That's so, Bionade.
So should we be careful, Elder, or not to set a limit to the amount of Bionade we drink if we choose to consume it?
Well, there's always interesting things about the body and how it heals. We know that it heals from the inside out, from the head down, and in the reverse order of the symptoms as they occurred.
Ah, Samuel Hahnemann.
Huh?
Samuel Hahnemann, the father of homeopathy.
Exactly, yes. I read that in the iridology book, Dr. Bernard Jensen.
Yes.
I'm a certified iridologist since 1984 in herbal.
Oh, that's another subject. We'll have to have you back, Elder.
Well, a mountain guide's got to know his herbs, and I try to keep up on knowing the herbs. So that's been my fun getting outdoor thing, is enjoying nature and being by the rivers and the mountains and enjoying breathing. Some fresh air, and thinking about it, and applying your thought to manifesting and co-creating. So what we want to do is co-create a space of love all the time with our families, with children, our loved ones. And it's co-creating and planting the good things and growing things. And water is important in our own self-growth. And I firmly believe that we've got something to celebrate, without a doubt, because a lot of people are already celebrating about it all over the place, all over the globe. And now we can celebrate tonight some more.
Well, it's wonderful to hear the word celebrating, especially, you know, in a world in which we live with so much, you know, as you had mentioned, fear, and that is something that can conquer us. Whereas when we stress celebration and growth and life and energy, we can move forward.
Indeed.
I want to this hour has gone by so quickly, Elder. The last thing that I want to mention to you and our listeners is a quote from Masaru Emoto's book, The Hidden Messages in Water. And I want to ask if you have any parting comments. We've mentioned some of this in our great discussion tonight, but I'd like to get your thoughts on this. The quote is, "To understand water is to understand the cosmos, the marvels of nature and life itself."
That's true. That's so true. You know, I was mentioning earlier that when we talked about the spirit moving across the face of the waters in the creation of this beautiful planet, living planet that we're on, that wasn't a sightseeing tour. It's really incredible what manifests, you know, in water. I know some of the fellows that I work with, they can actually grow precious metals in water. All the
same. Oh, my goodness.
When a mother, you know, that's no big feat. The big feat is a mother growing a precious little child in that cradle of water in her womb. That's co-creation at the most, in my book. That's the most beautiful thing we can do. And then planting our gardens, creating that space of love, passing that on, and that energy continues to fractal out and grow and manifest and branch out forever and ever.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Elder. It was great talking with you tonight.
It has been a pleasure talking with you, Corey, and being on your show. And thank you for your listeners, too.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Next week on Sweet Remedy Radio, I'll be talking with Mark David Gerson, author of Moon Quest and coach for writers, for more than 15 years. He's also the author of The Voice of the Muse, Answering the Call to Write, and its companion, a guided meditation CD for writers. So be sure to tune in next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on www.sweetremedyradio.com. Until then, thank you all so much for listening, and have a great, great week, everybody. Good night.